With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Search and recovery crews are still working in flood-ravaged central Texas as more severe weather threatens the state. Officials put the death toll at nearly 130, with most of the fatalities in Kerr County, where President Trump met with state and local officials Friday. Kerr County now under a flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. Sunday. A fast-moving wildfire near the Grand Canyon in Arizona expands more than 10 times in size. In the last 24 hours, the White Sage Fire grew from 1,000 acres to nearly 11,000. It's currently 0% contained. The National Park Service says about 500 visitors were evacuated from the area. Washington is taking action against Cuba.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is sanctioning Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other top officials for human rights violations and restricting access to visas. Rubio says on the social media platform X that the State Department would also impose visa restrictions on Cuban judicial and prison officials, quote, responsible for or complicit in the unjust detention and torture of the July 2021 protesters, end quote. The rare demonstrations came about after repeated blackouts in Havana and other cities. I'm Donna Water.
Senate's expected to vote next week on a request from the White House to claw back funding from public broadcasting. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Salem Radio Network there's no reason for the federal government to keep funding public broadcasting.
It's just insane. I mean, NPR, PBS are incredibly biased. They don't deserve any federal dollars. They can go, you know, raise the rest of it on their own. And then, of course, with the USAID funding, you've got, you know, Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI, you know, in Burma and all this ridiculous transgender ideology that we're spending State Department dollars on across the world. It's really a big, big mission creep.
This is SRN News. Americans appear to like video streaming services, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has blocked many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them 1 month after the state's highest court lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that was approved by voters last year. This is SRN News. Boeing settles with a man whose family died in an airplane crash in Ethiopia. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Boeing has reached a deal with a man whose wife and children were killed in a 2019 crash. The jury trial was to begin Monday to determine damages for Canadian Paul Njoroge. His wife and three children were taking Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 to Kenya, where they're from. The 737 MAX malfunctioned, killing all 157 on board. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Preliminary findings into last month's Air India plane crash say that the aircraft's fuel control switches were turned off, causing a loss of engine thrust shortly after takeoff. The report also indicated that both pilots were confused over the change to the switch setting. 260 people, including 19 on the ground, died. One passenger survived. More details at srnnews.com.